Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up and welcome back to the Kind of Funny screencast. Of course, I'm Tim Geddes, joined by the one and only Big Kev Dog, Kevin Coelho.
What up, dude?
I like your hoodie. Where'd you get it?
Lululemon.
Oh, damn it. I thought it was kind of funny, but
it's not. Sorry.
Failure.
I don't think that looks like one of ours. But yeah. I thought the mic was blocking the little emblem thing.
I was wearing that yesterday.
Slash store has some really, really dope merch you can check out. I guess Lululemon.
But also Lululemon.
Go over to Lululemon.com as well.
Yeah. How are you feeling this beautiful Tuesday morning, Nitro Rifle Andy Cortez?
I'm feeling great. Yeah, tell him we sent you, Tom. Yeah. Tell Lululemon we sent you.
Go tell Lulu. And rounding out the group today, we have the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
I'm Moon Knight. Is that what he sounds like? I know nothing about Moon Knight.
Why would you think he's a cowman? Why would you think, oh, I'm certain he's a cowman?
No, he looks like a ghost.
I'm a ghost from that.
Moon Knight. Yeah. Ghost. Cow. Where'd you get cow? Oh, moon.
Moo. You said moo. You said it then. Cow over the moon.
You know what? Mistakes were made on both sides, Kevin.
I don't think so. I think it might have just been worse. Yeah.
Everyone head over to lululemon.com/Nick Scarpino.
Say what's up. Anyways, this is the Kind of Funny screencast where every single week we get together multiple times a week, most weeks these days, to cover the latest in TV, movies, and movie trailers and TV trailers like today. You can get it on youtube.com/kindoffunny or roosterteeth.com. You can also get it as a podcast. Just search for Kinda Funny screencast and we'll be right there for you. That feed will include all of the movie reviews, the TV reviews, and our reactions to the different trailers because so many people have been asking for that. You can also go to patreon.com/kindoffunny to get the show ad-free and be a Patreon producer, just like Molecule, James Davis, and Pranksy have done. We appreciate you all so very, very much. Right now, every week, we're going to be doing reactions to Peacemaker and the Book of Boba Fett. So stay tuned for all of that and all those places I just named. And if you want to be a part of the show, you can go to kindoffunny.com/screencast to write in your questions, theories, and thoughts. And we'll talk about them, discuss them, and have fun with all of those silly little thoughts you have. But for now,
silly thoughts.
Kevin, hit play on this trailer, man. I've held out on watching it.
Let me make sure the HD quality is, 1080. All right, cool.
1080, there we go.
Hello, and welcome to Staying Awake.
I have a sleeping disorder. I can't tell the difference between my waking life and dreams.
Hello, and welcome to Staying Awake.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that seems painful.
Fucking called it.
I think I'm losing it.
I like it. We'll catch you on. You're bloody useless. Stevie.
Steven. I can't tell the difference between life and dreams.
Thank you.
Lost the contact lens.
Hope you find it.
Thanks.
The Black Widow sound effects.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're alive. What's wrong with you, Mark?
Why did you call me Mark?
It must be very difficult.
Mark.
In your head. Terrifying. I love it.
Shut up! There's chaos in you.
Looks like Kevin Bacon right there. Yeah. Bacon. I know. That was a fun cut.
Embrace the chaos.
Oh, that's cool.
That looked really good.
That's cool.
Whoa.
Okay.
Kevin Coelho, I want to start with you.
Man, that looks, it's really interesting. The, his, I don't know how I feel about his little, like, very, like, the accent he's doing. It is really, really passive and like, he's supposed to be, I think, like, a kind of meek voice. But overall, like, man, I am very much intrigued. I also don't know too much about Moon Knight. Everyone just kind of always talks about him being a badass. And, like, certainly we get glimpses of that. Also, like, him not knowing whether he's hallucinating or not, which is, like, I feel like kind of a, or, you know, always a narrative with Moon Knight, whether he's making it up or and he's just a regular dude or not. It's interesting because, like, the way they do these cuts so quick, like, it works. Like, it definitely gives you that vibe of, like, I don't know exactly what's happening, and I'm super in.
Nick Scarpino.
Yeah, I really was not even thinking about this until this trailer, but Oscar Isaac is really elevating this for me, and, like, I'm in for the accent. The first kind of that teaser we saw where it was kind of like that, where he kind of threw it out there, I was like, I don't know. But this does look fascinating, and it looks like there's like Kevin's talking about a lot of room for there to be, like, is this shit happening in his brain? What's going on? I love Ethan Hawke in this, doing his best Kevin Bacon impression, which is great. And the costume looks dope. I will say, I don't know anything about Moon Knight, so I have no idea what's going on. But this part, that shot specifically, I love, because it looks like he just woke up out of whatever he was doing. It's just in the middle of a gun battle in a truck and just freaking the fuck out. Yeah, this looks really cool. I like it. I'm in.
Andy.
Yeah, this looks pretty batshit crazy. I, along with everybody else here, well, I'd say mostly Nick, I have the least knowledge when it comes to Moon Knight. I've just seen what he means to comic lovers on the internet, and it seems like it's always been something really cool and something that would be really interesting to watch. And of course, we are getting the MCU love and care being put into this. I'm exactly with Nick when it comes to Oscar Isaac's accent when it was on the Disney Plus Day reveal. I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. Here, it totally fits. I feel like it's a lot better within the context of everybody else speaking to him. It feels a lot more natural. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's just Oscar Isaac. I just love the dude, and I'll watch anything he's in.
Yeah.
That the suit sort of reforming over his body, lots of Spawn vibes.
Yeah, and I got that same thing too.
I'm crazy. Totally in. This looks really, really dope. And I hope this is sort of, a far cry from a lot of other things that we've seen Marvel related when it comes to their, because like when was the last time we've seen something that kind of freaky and horrifying looking? Like it's I don't know if we've seen that side of Marvel quite yet, and I'm super stoked. And just like the font treatment and everything in this trailer is just absolutely nailing it for me.
Well, I'm loving also the fact that it's like it's set in London, it's set in museums. It makes me want to travel. I want to go to whatever museum he's at where there's this Egyptian like artifact. You know, happening. And I think the craziest thing is how many in this, the scariest thing actually for me is just how often people button that top button on the top of their shirts. It's just a freaky, freaky thing.
I like that.
But I will say for Oscar Isaac, what a fun role for him, because I mean, to stretch his acting chops and having to play a dork. You know what I mean? Like, when's the last time you saw Oscar Isaac play a dork?
Good yeah, come him. On. Great head come of on, hair, bro. Super hot. There's no shot.
You try to tell me that he's not the most popular person in this museum?
The hardest challenge of his life.
Come on, give me a break. Give me a freaking break.
Yeah, obviously, shout out to Oscar Isaac, him being in everything. Like, he's probably the actor that has transcended the most IP over the last, like, 5 years. Like, dude, it's just insane.
Just
he's across the Spider-Verse, too.
popped up.
He was in Apocalypse and Star Wars. And, like, this is, it's absolutely nuts. Oh, what's up, Nick?
I was going to say, I just started watching Inside Llewellyn Lewis last night because I was like, oh, I've never seen this before. And I stopped after 5 minutes. I didn't like it very much. But that's where you got to start as in a Coen Brothers indie folk singer movie. And now he's Moon Knight.
Good for him. Good for him. I know two women he's had sex with, personally.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's everyone has an Oscar there. Isaac story. Yeah.
Okay.
So
great.
He's the, talk about that
we have told you guys the stories before. But anyways, the thing about the accent that I'm interested in is I'm right there with you guys with all of it. I don't think it's going to be in it as much as this trailer leads us to believe. I think that only one of his identities is going to have the accent and the other ones won't. And I think we're going to end up focusing on those more. But we'll see. I'm right there with what Kevin was saying, where I like that we don't really know if this is in his head or not in his head. And I hope that they do a good job playing with that. That's something that we've seen before in a ton of different superhero stories, and whether it's movies or comics or anything. But to do that type of story right, I think it set this apart from other MCU projects in the way of being kind of a standalone project that doesn't, like, the tendrils to the MCU could be there, but I like that this doesn't have the necessarily expectations on it that this person's going to show up and this person's going to show up. There's definitely things that could happen, but I think that this is exciting for me to be looking forward to a project that's just introducing a new character pretty much to me. I've read Moon Knight stuff from the Ultimate Comics and stuff, but like, I'm not too deep into his storylines. So I'm even interested in what his deal is. But it's cool that we're getting an introduction to such a major character in a show with a quality caliber actor like Oscar Isaac. Like, this is a big deal where we haven't gotten new hero introductions with their own projects that often. Like, Doctor Strange was kind of the first one in a long time. Like, I think it was the only one really in phase three of like a single hero. And then we got Shang-Chi recently. But this is kind of like a new era for Marvel of doing this on with the TV show with the 6 hours or whatever it is to be able to tell the story. And I think that is very exciting. And I think visually it's interesting. Like Andy was saying, I like the kind of more horror tinges, and the fact that this comes out March 30th means it's going to lead right into Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness in May. So like, there's going to be a lot of that more kind of fucking weird, scary MCU corner that's being built out that we know eventually will lead to things like Blade and other things like that. So
I'm all
it's exciting.
And I'm all for it. And I'm all for it for nothing, no other reason other than obviously the shows leading up to this so far have been entertaining. But Peacemaker is where I turned a corner, right? And I know that's not a Marvel property, that's a DC property, but that was the first show where I'm like, oh, we can really have some fun with these characters we don't know anything about. And I don't think they're going to go, obviously, they're not going to go hard R with this because this is a Disney property. But the fact that
and it also features Kid Cudi. I think that the music choice is very telling of like what we're going to get, which is like, yeah, it's kind of dark and it'll make you think, but it's not going to be that.
Right, it's Kid Cudi dark, right? Yeah. We're still going to stay PG, probably PG-13. But I'm fine with it. And you know, as long as you can tell, what I'll say about this is I don't know what's going on with the story, and I'm intrigued. And it doesn't seem to me that, you know, we watched the Hawkeye trailer, and I was like, I get it. I know what's happening here. He's going to fight some goons in New York, and he's going to bond with Haley Steinfeld. I don't really know what's going on here other than the fact that he works at a museum with an Egyptian artifacts exhibition. Something happens. It's taking him over, and Ethan Hawke is really creepy. And I don't want to know anymore. I want to go straight into the story knowing this. And I want Oscar Isaac, because I like him so damn much, to be a character in the MCU, and I want him to enjoy the success that comes along with that, because this guy up to this point never been a part of a huge series before, so now he's finally getting his he's finally getting his due.
Great to see him have some success.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, get out of the indie world.
So we're gonna go frame by frame through this, but before we do that, let me tell you about our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Sticking to your New Year's resolutions can be hard, but if you're focusing on saving money by ordering less takeout, learning to cook, or prioritizing your wellness, smashing your goals is a piece of cake with HelloFresh. HelloFresh has endless options to make cooking at home simple and enjoyable by delivering pre-portioned ingredients to your door, including farm-fresh produce that arrives within a week. HelloFresh has 50 menu and market items to choose from every single week, including some more family-friendly or gourmet choices. Kevin Coelho, Paula Coelho, they've been loving HelloFresh. They, of course, Paula, being a vegetarian, like the options of having the vegetarian stuff, and they've been having some fantastic meals over there in their Coelho household. Go to HelloFresh.com/kindoffunny16 and use code kindoffunny16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/kindoffunny16 and use code kindoffunny16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts.
Man, I guess you can want to go to London.
I think more than anything, Nick, I am more excited for the fact that that this is sort of this brand new franchise that for a lot of people, for a lot of comic masses that are aware of comics and maybe read a lot of different runs, but, you know, Moon Knight is still kind of on the periphery of a lot of the larger characters. Mm-hmm. And I think at the end of the day, I see this, and this doesn't even have to be Marvel related. I don't have to go into this hoping that I see Spider-Man or Daredevil, or go into this and see characters that I know. This just looks interesting without any sort of attachments. And I think that's what's gotten me most excited about it, is like, you could have told me that this is led by the people who run the MCU.
Sure.
But there's not a whole lot of connections to anything. Cool. I don't care. This looks interesting, just kind of like on its own merit. And I think that's what's got me the most excited for it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm right there with you, right? And it reminds me of my two other favorite TV superhero properties, right? One of course, is Peacemaker, and the other is The Boys, where I didn't really know too much about The Boys when it came out. But you see it, and you're like, I'm intrigued. And there's a certain freedom that comes with not having this be Batman, right? You don't have to have this, or not Batman, or any of the bigger legacy characters from Marvel Studios, because it's based solely on the strength of this trailer and Oscar Isaac's performance in prior movies, and they've always been stunning. He's never been bad in a movie, let's put it that way.
So with that too, like, there is the other side of that, where I'm interested in how the MCU is gonna Marvel Studio-ize Moon Knight, like how they're gonna take what this character is and make it fit in the world, maybe not right away in the series, but overall, like, they're the kings at doing that. And even in this, like, I'm again familiar with the character, but not super super in depth familiar with it all. Mm-hmm. But like, I from what I remember, his character, Steven character, is a millionaire. So like, in this, we're not getting that vibe. He does seem a little bit more like
squalor
in an apartment. Yeah, like the working at the museum,
though, right?
So I'm interested with what they're playing with that, but then also, or if they're just taking it a completely different direction, which is I think super fun, because I like, my favorite thing about the MCU is that it is simultaneously the definitive new take on these Marvel characters, while also kind of being a subversion of what people expect 20% of the time, with things to, like, keep comic readers on their toes. So this is interesting. But Kel, let's hit play or go for it, Andy.
Yeah, no, I was just you can go ahead and hit play. I was just gonna say, like, a big part of me watching WandaVision and Captain or Falcon Winter Soldier and Hawkeye is that I hope that we see characters that we recognize, and here I don't care about that necessarily. Yeah.
So I love these first few scenes, by the way, because he's obviously chaining himself to the bed. And he's taping the door, presumably to make sure when he wakes up the next morning that
he didn't.
If the tape's off, he has left, right?
Yeah.
Can you go back up, actually?
Yeah, all the sand. Look at that.
Oh, wow. Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Cool. So that's like, that's cool. Make sure see if footprints have come in and out of it.
Calm app. Where did you want me to go, Tim?
Go back to the beginning of this one shot that I thought was pretty cool.
This one shot.
Just, start from the beginning. We can, right there.
Where he's looking back at the screen.
Kev?
Yeah, what? Sorry, that's not where you want me to go further back?
I told you where it was. But
yeah, the shot where he's looking back at the camera, it's like around the 13-second mark.
Right there.
I love how throughout this trailer, we see a lot of different kind of like uses of lighting and mirrors and stuff to see different versions of him. We saw this in the teaser last time, but later there's a shot of him in the museum, and in the reflection of the glass, you see like him and then two different reflections. All three of them have different facial expressions, and that happens multiple times in this trailer in different ways. And like, here I think is an example. You can't really see their face, but you can assume that's happening too. But I think it's a cool visualization of the split personalities.
This is a weird kind of thing that I noticed on the bottom right. The Marvel logos kind of watermark.
Oh yeah, it's different. It's just
Marvel Entertainment. Yeah, I guess I'm just used to seeing MCU. It's weird seeing just the M alone.
I mean, they might have done that so they don't have the logo everywhere and people are taking screenshots, you know? Because that always looks weird.
Also, Andy, that MCU logo doesn't exist. You made it.
You're right. You're right. I guess the Marvel Studios logo is what I'm thinking of.
All right, go back to the logo that Marvel Studios treatment, Kev. This is super cool too. This one we're talking about, like, the use of lighting and shadows, like with the day and night moon cycle shit. Like, that's so sick.
But why Moon Knight? I guess we're about to find out, Tim.
He's a knight of the moon. Table,
again, the scariest thing. The two things in this also, double decker buses, they come from the wrong side every single time. Mm-hmm. You look left.
Who's right. this actress?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure. I'm trying to look her up right now and remember where she's from. She's. I know her.
There. Fantastic Beasts. No.
Is she?
No.
Is
no. That woman? Not at all.
Oh no. It maybe it, she wasn't the. The assistant in Wonder Woman, right? No.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, she does look like her.
But she says,
yeah, which is
Beast, Wonder which Woman, is London.
No. I think that it's the same actor in both.
Oh, really?
The friend? Yeah, I think
it is
so.
The same actor in both, but
yeah,
it's not
but
the
it's,
actor
it's
here.
Not this woman here. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she looks really familiar though.
I mean, she kind of looks like what is it, Joanne Cusack a little bit. And her
Joan,
name is
Joan Cusack. Joan. We've been okay. down this road before. We're not going to go down to Joan Cusack
who this
road
is.
She's funny, though. I like that smack of the gum. That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
So does Moon Knight
Kev,
just
can you go back to that?
Yeah. In what?
In mirrors to him? Like, well, I don't... I'm so confused by what's going on with this.
I mean, I think mirrors is just the easiest way to show sort of multiple personalities
right,
and stuff
right,
going on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yo, dude, Egyptian kind of, like, iconography and just, like...
Absolutely.
Things are just so fucking cool. And, like, I don't know too much about it, so I think this is going to be cool to kind of, like, learn more about of that mm-hmm. shit. Mm-hmm. This dude's design is dope as
yeah.
hell. Like, it kind of reminds me of, like, the Shinigami from Death Note.
This reminds me of... In Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice, when we fight the Raven kind of bad guys,
yeah, it looks
that's
similar.
What it kind of reminds you of. Yeah. And you know, a lot of those same mythology gets passed down over eras. So I'm obviously talking about Norse, but you know, Egyptian yeah. stuff.
Well, towards the really end, cool. we'll, in the cool trailer, thing. We'll see like an Anubis-looking guy. But I wonder if it's this guy, or I wonder if this is the guy that he gets his suit from, because this
Spectre.
Is that the name of the.
No, Spectre? Just like even he has this the scepter thing here, and then like his name's Mark Spector, but like yeah, you're right, Kev. I think that like this looks like his
yeah his outfit, right?
Yeah, I forget. There's a name of
Wait,
the character, but again,
Spectre,
I'm not that.
Isn't that a different? That's a different person, right? Spectre, isn't that a
Mark?
Disney?
Mark Spector is Moon Knight.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm gonna put play.
Yeah, according
that
to
looks,
oh,
that
man,
looks freaky.
Yeah, it looks so freaky.
It looks freaky. It doesn't look great.
Well, it's also
I think,
like
half
a
the
second.
Imagery
think...
is freaky. I don't think like it looks super good CG wise.
I think it's just a dude in a suit.
No, it's CG, dude.
You think it's
CG. Moving really like unnaturally.
It's a zombie.
I can move like that right now.
Maybe. You're a natural. You're yeah. a very unnatural human
That's
being.
Scariest thing of all. An old lady's guilty look. What are you doing?
That's a good
the
line.
Shame,
I'm looking for my contact
shame.
Lens.
I'm looking for my contact lens.
That font is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that shot I was talking about where you see the three different facial expressions.
I only see two. Oh, I guess you're right. Yeah.
Different angles and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. He moves his head like quickly, more quickly in different iterations.
That's cool. Yeah, according to IMDb, there's only four people in this show. So I don't know who the actress is. It's just Oscar Isaac, Emily Van Camp, Ethan Hawke, Gaspard. Ooh,
Emily Van Camp?
Yeah, she's credited in it. So Sharon Carter's somewhere in here.
Emily
That's
Van Camp.
Interesting. Sharon yeah. Carter.
What do you what? No, oh, Sharon, got it. I was
never
like,
mind. That's, I'm sorry. That's actually not on the IMDb page. That's just in the Google page when you Google cast.
Cool. Cool. So, even if it was IMDb, that's faked all the time. So.
Yeah.
Man, if you can't trust IMDb, Andy, mm-hmm.
what
news source
what
can
a,
you trust?
What a terrible world we live in.
Fucking A.
So what do you think is going on here?
I think he's a cult leader of some
yeah,
sort.
Yeah, some following. He's got some following.
Big well, no, vibes. But like, they're also like, one dude on the left here has a gun. Do you see that? He's got a big old assault rifle.
Oh, yeah. They're not in England at all.
Because here's
no,
the thing.
Yeah,
you don't even need
funny letters up front.
I don't need the imagery of people bowing to him. I just need him in this mono-colored like suit top and the bottom. Like it's all the same color, and I know that he's a cult leader. Like,
yeah,
it's well, just like the way his suit looks, the way his dress.
But I do think these people are being forced to bow. He also has a goat with him. You never trust someone with a goat. I've always said that.
Low-key vibes, I'm telling you. This shot, like Kevin, if you just go frame forward, like looking at Oscar Isaac's hood. It's kind of cool. It's one of those, like, it's not his costume, but it kind of gives the vibe of it.
The woman we're talking about is Lucy Davis.
Lucy Davis.
Who was in Wonder Woman.
Oh, she was in Wonder Woman. Yes.
That's not the same actor.
Not the same woman.
Oh, got it, got it. I see what you're saying. I thought from this trailer, I was like, oh, wow.
No, how do you know that? No, we're wrong.
And she was also not in Fantastic Beast.
Lucy Davis, not in Fantastic Beast.
I'm so bad at my job.
You know what I mean?
No one expects him to do shots, Andy. Sometimes you got to throw the ball down the field and get it moving.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's the only way to do it sometimes.
Okay, yeah, there's another one of those mirror shots.
I'm surprised we didn't see a reflection in that one. like an altered reflection as the foot hits the glass.
Well, we did the frame before the kick. But yeah, Kev, go back a little bit. We see, like, he looked in that same mirror. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
By the way, that moment in where he's everyone kneels,
spider webs?
Doesn't kneel. No, I think it's cracks in the mirror. But the moment prior to this where he kneels and nobody else and everyone else kneels and he's not there is such a Fidelia moment. Where remember Eyes Wide Shut and Tim, remember watching that movie together, Eyes Wide Shut? No. And everyone's in the
I would
the
love
hall.
It if you watched that movie with
and he's like, what? He's like, that was the password for the door. What is the password for the interior? And he goes, Fidelio. And they're like, get him out of here.
Wait, I've heard Nick say that to me. Just
it's the about,
Fidelio.
It's about what is it? Sex club swingers?
Yeah, it's a sex club. Yeah. A high-end rich person sex club. But in order to get in, you have to have the password, and the password's Fidelio. But there's another password he didn't know about for the inside. Yeah. And they're like, that was the password for the outside.
We got it. You said that, Nick. You're repeating yourself now. so you think that he cracks Fidelio. It, then he looks in it and sees himself? Is this Peter. Happening after Fidelio. He kicked it?
Peter.
God, these kids are so hard to focus.
Go forward a little bit. Yeah, I don't know.
Dang.
Because it's way more cracked now.
Exactly. And then there's this dude looking great. Great hair.
Yeah, he kept his hair. They need to color in his eyebrows a little bit, though, because, you know, you get older, your eyebrows start to...
Remember when he was in True Detective Season 3? What a great show.
Never seen it. I heard great it was good, season. Though. God, got it slotted.
Was he in Season 3?
Yeah.
You're not thinking Steven Dorff?
Exactly, that's the one.
God, we're fucking useless. Jesus.
I thought you were joking.
You know, the dwarf walking to a bar.
Same bird. A very similar bird, the dwarf and the hawk.
This is another really, really good scene where it's like he's clearly waking up. All confused, like, what am I holding a gun? Looks back.
He's in the delivery van from the prior shot, by the way. So clearly he, and the same costume from the prior shot. So this is him trying to get away. And I think Ethan Hawke was, like, in the back of the car there. Stumbling
short-haired dude. Looks like he got shot dead. He's about to fall out.
Got.
Even before this, Kev, can you go back to the white-looking room? Is this, like, a mental facility?
He looks like he has a straight jacket. Oh, no, never mind. No, his sleeves were not covering his hands. It looked like they
weren't. He just gets the shirt.
I feel like he gets caught and put in this.
Is somebody looking at him, or is he looking in his reflection and it's a different...
No, because they're wearing a different color out shirt.
Yeah, I think he's just...
Right? He's wearing like a navy blue.
I think it is a mental hospital.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, I don't know. I could also see him being held against his will by... Like captured by a group, maybe that group he's just murdering people.
Why would they? And then they were like, "You have to wear this all white shirt in this all white room." He's like, "Damn it, this is the worst punishment ever. No color. How dare you?"
That's how he gets his powers, Nick.
Maybe he was seeing himself in the reflection in a white shirt, Kevin.
I really like the way this is cut with this guy about to fall and now it's him falling, and it's the same outfit he's wearing in this last scene. So that truck's probably going to go over the hill.
Or at least he thinks it is, Kevin.
Yeah. It's
shit.
Cool.
His cape made a moon.
No.
Just his shadow.
Just the moon falling.
I mean, okay, his jacket, his cape, whatever you want to call it, all right? How about you just... That's his cape, right?
No, I think he's just running and his shadow is making that half moon.
No, there's just like a half moon following him. It's just like it doesn't exist in the world.
Perpetually a moon following him.
It's like a Mario. The sun follows you.
So I wonder if, because normally in the comics, if I remember correctly, pause it here, Kev. And someone let me know if I'm wrong about this. I'm pretty sure that Moon Knight, that Mark Spector or the human version has like three split personalities, and then Moon Knight has two split personalities. But with this, I wonder if this is showing like he has even more, like if they're gonna go more the Shyamalan split type thing where he has a lot of split personalities. with all these different mirrors. It might just be.
I think it's just mirrors. Yeah, I really hope that one of his like his the real him or like you know is super rich and like.
What do you think the mirror budget was in this show? Jesus,
it's all CG, Annie. It's all CG. So that's the first time we get seeing get his actual suit on. Hold
on. Very Spawnish.
Yeah, really cool.
Even like that era CG, that era of CG.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it looks great quality wise. But
do you think
it's
John
just...
Lake Wazamo pops up in this too?
I wish.
It's still cool as hell conceptually. Like this is one of my favorite things in superhero movies, or just in sort of fantastic, fantastical or sci-fi movies. I love seeing a suit go around a dude.
This is the same area where he broke the mirror, right?
Presumably, yeah.
Those things around him. Little... Yeah, I think right at the bottom left, you can see the broken mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Good call.
Was that the same little thing the guy was praying at, everyone was kneeling at? What's he beat? He's beating the hell out of like.
So this looks. But this looks more like Anubis like. Look at his face. You're right. It's got a beak. Yeah, he beat
dude, I didn't even realize it wasn't a person until now.
Wait, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is different from the last trailer.
Because I never paid attention to it. I just looked at the suit the whole time.
Well, it definitely had a bird face. It had a bird face earlier, but it has the dog ears very clearly right there.
It looks like Anubis.
Yeah.
Anubis. We're saying that right?
Yeah, we're nailing it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously this isn't going to be like the hard R shit that Moon Knight could be, but I do think that this is a brutality that we don't often see in the MCU, but I do think we're starting to see more and more. We don't really give him credit for, like, thinking about, like, John Walker and shit. Like, they do kind of go there sometimes.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think with Moon Knight, like, they definitely have an opportunity to push this darker than they ever have before as a standard. Like, not moments of darkness, but kind of just, like, a pervasive vibe of kind of, like, something fucked up going on.
And this suit looks dope as hell. Question. I think this looks really cool.
But as a design, like, think of your design mind, okay? Do you think it's a good idea that he's got his logo on there twice on the hood? You like that?
You might lose the hood.
Branding.
Lose the hood comes down.
I don't like it. Goes up. I would just have the center logo. I think
what if they
much.
Take a headshot? Who is he? He's Assassin's Creed man? Who knows, Kevin?
Exactly. We don't know.
Gotta put it up
we
there.
Don't know. Let him know. That's why we put the kind of funny logo on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Let him know.
This is dope as shit. I love how it's a little bit more mummy-esque than the Moon Knight costume normally is. Like the Moon Knight costume can look a little clan member-y. So I think this is a good call to kind of not do that and then, you know, tie it in a bit more to what idiots like me associate with Egypt, which is mummies. So that's kind of cool. And I saw my boy Luis Medina was talking about now in the MCU, we know we have vampires. We know we have, now we got a mummy. There's all the talk about the werewolf by night turning into a thing. It's like, yo, we got a fucking, like, the horror boys. Universal couldn't do it. So the MonsterVerse is now being started over here in Marvel.
Man, I'm so excited for that, too, because I'm a huge Mahershala Ali fan, and I freaking can't wait for Blade. I can't wait for any of the Blade stuff to drop.
I mean, Mahershala Ali might be hanging out with Oscar Isaac. Like, that's fucking cool as
that would
shit.
Be so nice. Sick.
And Kit Harington.
Yeah, I was saying
Ebony Blade stuff.
I do like the. I love the metal accents underneath, like the shoulder piece kind of.
Yeah, peeking out.
A structural thing that is still kind of wrapped with the cloth. It looks really cool. Is it like that on the right shoulder too, Kev? On his right shoulder?
Looks like it. You can see a little tinge of
metal. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, there's a little tiny.
Can you hit play? Because he walks towards the camera. It's hard to see.
I know, but still cool. We'll get there.
So fucking cool.
It's a dope ass.
Yeah, it does. You can see the gold shining. Yeah.
That's cool.
This is cool as hell, man.
So dope.
I cannot freaking wait for this. I did not think I was going to be this excited for this series. Even though it's Oscar Isaac and I just generally love whatever he's involved with. But I was finding it tough, especially after that first trailer. But don't judge a book by an accent that you might find kind of weird in one line read.
That's what they always say. They always say, don't judge a book by any of the lines in the book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't judge it by that. Judge it by the cover.
March 30, that's a lot further away than I wanted. I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
that's not that far. We're halfway through
January. I thought it was like
January.
Mid-February.
It does leave a like month and a half gap of no premium Disney Plus content between Book of Boba Fett and this. But it does mean timing wise
of Madness
May 16th, I want to say.
Oh.
Yeah. So what's really cool though is this, if they do it the same way Hawkeye did, where they released two episodes on March 30th, it'll lead perfectly into May 4th. And while this is not confirmed, it is heavily rumored that Kenobi will premiere May 4th. And that's dope as shit.
I thought you were going to tell me something really tied in.
No. But that's really exciting. So you can go to kindoffunny.com/screencast to write in your questions, comments, concerns, all that stuff. Jizzle dupes, my bad.
Sound a lot better though.
Funny either way. Yeah. Wants to know, can we get Nick's thoughts on Ethan Hawke's hair?
Yeah, I think Ethan Hawke has kept his hair, and it's very surprising because it's always been a little thin, even going back to like Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, all those movies. I've always thought there's a man holding on to his hair. But he's done something. I don't know what's going on here, but it looks thicker than it ever has. And I'm happy for him. And man, I want to know, Ethan, what's the secret?
Nick. I don't know, man. I'm looking at photos of him. It doesn't look like this dude's lost a beat at any point in his life, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at photos of him with Maya Hawke when Maya Hawke was on Stranger Things. And he's on the red carpet. And there doesn't look like there's any breaks in the armor. Like, this looks flawless, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
God. I mean, I am looking at pictures of him before when he was 16 and now, and he has thicker hair now.
For real,
so
dude.
I'm just completely off base on this one. I just want to know what the secret is, man, because he looks so cool when you're kind of old. Like, he's getting older, right? He's getting a few wrinkles, and there's no disrespect to that. It happens to all of us. It makes you look more distinguished. But when you got that full head of hair, that's just such a unicorn out there.
It's the shaving of the goatee that's giving me the Kevin Bacon vibes. Yeah. I'm so used to seeing the facial hair on him, and without it, he just straight up looks like Kevin Bacon to me.
Alicia Royer writes in and says, will Moon Knight be connected to the plot started by Eternals with the Black Knight? It shares locations with it. That's interesting.
I didn't know that.
I didn't notice, but the museums, that makes a lot of sense.
Wait, Black Knight? Is that the name of Kit Harington's character?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, and he's got the ebony blade. That makes a lot of sense. I hope so.
Because, yeah, those are museums in London, right?
Well, this...
That they were added in Eternals? Gemma Chan and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's really interesting. Now, yeah, because, I mean, that's what Lewis Meaden was talking about. He was saying that, like, Tim already mentioned not only Blade and Moon Knight, but that it's also Kit Harington, and it's also Gael Garcia Bernal, who is rumored to be a part of, I forgot what character he's rumored to be, Tim. This is something
Werewolf by Night.
Werewolf by Night. There we go. Yeah. That's really interesting. That's so fascinating.
I mean, his hairline is spot on from when he was 15. I couldn't have been more wrong.
Yeah. It is unwavering, man.
It's the same hair. It's the exact same hair. Yeah. Same color, too. Jesus Christ.
Gosh, I like that idea a lot, and I hope that we get a little bit of crossover, because it'd be cool, because these heroes, the level of heroes that we're talking about, like, they're never going to be like Avengers, right? Like, they don't have that sort of strength, like global, fighting with the Guardians.
I think maybe Blade.
No.
Like, Blade, only in terms of name.
No, I'm not talking about name, I'm talking about like power levels here.
Oh, I mean, Black Widow is a Guardian, so is a Hawkeye.
Yeah, but like she got in while it was like, you know, those two got in while it was early on.
Got it. The threats were still like.
There's a lot of vacant spots in the Avengers right now. We've lost a lot of Avengers. We got to fill those bad boys in.
Aaron writes in and says, some of you guys have said the Marvel shows have looked a little too TV showy, especially Nick, but this looks pretty cinematic in the first trailer. Do you think it'll break the mold and that we might have our first TV show that could match the movies in visual scope?
I don't think they'll match in visual scope, because you're never going to have the effects budgets that a lot of these movies have. Remember, also, we have to fill like 6 hours of content where a movie gets the opportunity to only have to do two. But I will agree with you that I was thinking that as the trailer was rolling, there's not one shot in this that sticks out as being CWE. And that was some of the issues I had with pretty much every Marvel show and Star Wars show that happened before this, is that there's always maybe 50% of it where I'm like, you just can tell they didn't have the budget to go for what they want to go for here. But I think this has a lot to do. Like, I think this is benefiting a lot from the setting. Whatever area they were shooting this in looks great. They picked good settings. That looks a little fake right there, but all the rest of this stuff looks very cinematic or dead on. And I love the fact that it's all done in like 240. So they're actually shooting for more of a cinematic look too here, instead of having it be a 16:9 show that I think Hawkeye was 16:9.
I don't think so. I think all these look identical, man. They're all so similar. They all have the same level of like weird CG, where anytime there's a car, it always looks like it's kind of just sliding on ice, but like it doesn't take you out of it at all. This shit looks dope as hell. Let's see. What do we got? James Porter just says, looks dope as fuck. Big fan of how disorienting the story looks to be, and Oscar Isaac's going to crush this role. I just wish this was a movie, because so far none of the shows have reached that MCU movie quality. There's usually one or two lesser episodes with each series. In my opinion, like, movies usually have one or two acts that are lesser than as well, so I don't think there's too big of a difference.
Yeah, plus I think whenever we do see these movies, it's not too rare that we ever feel... Jesus, what the fuck just fell in my room?
You have a toolbox in there?
It just loudly fell in my room.
You dropped a toolbox. That was weird.
It scared the shit out of me. What I was going to mention is I feel like we can often feel like we had more development and more time, but then that would only make the 2-hour and 10 movie 2 hours and 48 minutes. And it's like, you always kind of battle with that. And would this be easier to digest as a, how many episodes? 6, 8?
It looks like 6.
It's 6 episodes.
I just feel like it's an easier reason and an easier way to get a lot of character development in without being in a movie that's 2 hours and 48 minutes and feeling like that drags on.
Well, yeah, I mean, it also allows you to have like time to grow the character and actually see changes happen, especially with like the powers that this guy has. Like, I think this is way better served as a show rather than a movie.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. We're going to be talking about all the Marvel Studios projects, of course, right here on youtube.com/kindoffunny. Let us know in the comments below what you think. And remember, you can go to kindoffunny.com/screencast to write in about all the different shows like Boba Fett and Peacemaker and all the trailers that drop. If you watch a trailer when it drops and you have some thoughts on it and you assume Kind of Funny is going to react to it, just write in and we'll see what happens. We're probably going to. But until next time, I love you all. Goodbye.